The headline news for today is Barack Obama expressing his opinion that he has no regrets for backing the proposed mosque at Ground Zero in New York City. This just in, the KKK gathers in Selma, Alabama, with messenger stringer Osmond Bottompeter reporting.
The following has been outsourced to New Jersey.
That's right, Fitz. Grant Puma Buford-Lee is petitioning the Selma mayor's office for a permit to erect a statue of General Nathan Bedford Forrest in the town square, posed as walking in the famous March to Montgomery. Puba-Lee said that it would be dedicated to offer reparations, and since President Obama and the NAACP think it's a good idea for the Ground Zero Mosque, this might be a good idea as well. Because it's never too late to say, oops! Okay, Fitz, we finally connected to Messenger on the Spot reporter Joey Spagatini, so we're switching to Joe.
What do you mean you can't find him? The mutt can be 6 to 5, and for all I know, that friggin' nag is still running. So here I am in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, Fitz, and the news of today is that the Japanese are asking for the Navy's permission to put up a monument of a point in zero being piloted by Buddha, right next to what's left of the USS Arizona. The Japs say that it'd be a good idea to show how sorry they are and a nice way to offer you reparations. And since Nancy Pelosi doesn't think the Muslims should say who's funding their religiousnesses, she shouldn't be losing no sleep over where the Japanese are getting their cash neither. Back to you, Fitz.
That's all the time we have for now, but stay tuned for more news on the President, Ground Zero, the NAACP, Nancy Pelosi, and lots more.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled broadcast.